This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Jefferson County Public Schools has reversed course and will start the school year with 2 weeks of remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The move comes less than a week after Denver Public Schools decided to start remotely as COVID-19 cases rise. In Jeffco, preschool through elementary students can return to school in person full-time September 8th or choose a fully remote option. Middle and high school students will operate on a hybrid schedule. That means two groups alternating days at a school with learning remotely at home. Officials say opening school September 8th will depend on if cases of COVID-19 go down. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Air Force Academy will be one of the first colleges in the country to bring the entire student body back to campus this fall. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that's despite a COVID outbreak on campus.
The freshman class arrived several weeks ago for their basic training, and so far an unknown number have contracted the virus. Still, the Academy says it's confident it can bring the rest of its 4,000 students back safely by the end of this month. The Academy says it will test cadets for COVID-19 several times during their first 2 weeks and quarantine those who test positive. In order to keep recommended social distancing in the dorms, about 10% of the cadets will be housed off campus in hotels. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, plans to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond has been caught up in court. A judge may rule today on whether it can come down or if the injunction continues. Then Susan Rice is one of the potential running mates of Joe Biden's. She has experience as an ambassador and in national security, but none as a vice presidential candidate. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And in 10 minutes, the economic crash from the pandemic has been especially hard just outside Leadville, high in the mountains.
So people were living right on the edge, and this just kind of pushed them over.
How the community came together to help its most vulnerable residents stay afloat and why that is still not enough. You're listening to CPR News.